This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love.
Love.
I'm all shook
up. Elvis. Elvis Week here on Good Day, among other things, because this is the anniversary of his birth, January the 8th, 1935. So every time you get a chance to hear little Elvis, it always feels good. Don't you think so, Jen?
I love it.
Yeah, moves up and down. Elvis is, I asked my grandson last weekend if he knew who Elvis was. And he said, Gramps, of course I know. Yeah, of course I know who Elvis is. Yeah. And that speaks to our values, right? Because of our age, sometimes we think we have different values. And I think it's true. We do have different values. People that are my age, different values than people that are your age, Jen. People that are younger. It's based on experience as much as anything else, I think. Most of the time, anyway. And so I think that when we talk about our values, the reason that people listen to a program like this is because they agree or are interested in us talking about our values. My values, your values, our values. And I find it to be unproductive to use the time to point fingers at people. I find it more valuable to offer a helping hand. Now, some of the anecdotal stuff that we talk about, like Hunter Biden being in contempt of Congress and things like that, there's an interesting anecdotal side to that, but how does it change our lives? It doesn't change them at all. It just is an interesting thing to talk about, right? Hunter Biden isn't going to change our lives. Does Joe Biden change our lives? Or have the, because of the stuff, as much as anything else, is the focus on climate change and renewable energy. What about Donald Trump? Does he affect our lives? Anybody who's president or in an official capacity in positions like that, yeah, they're going to affect our lives for sure. I'm kind of off on this renewable energy toot, because I think it's important to distinguish fact from fiction. So, Jennifer, bear with me in the audience for a few moments, because I've seen this report.
While you're tooting.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm tooting. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. The country of Uruguay, which is in South America, I bet most of you couldn't find it on a map. It's a smaller country, and because they didn't have a lot of... They had one power plant in the whole country. They were buying power from their neighbors. And the agreements that they had to sign with Argentina and Paraguay were very expensive. So the new president of the country, of the new Uruguayan president, decided he was going to fix that problem. And so he did. He collaborated with a bunch of physicists, and they started to shift toward clean energy. So they have made an amazing transition, doing it not because of the climate, but because they couldn't afford, whatever the motivation is, they couldn't afford to pay what the prices were from the extorting their neighboring countries. And so they expanded their economy greatly and came up with, they first looked at nuclear power, and they didn't like that. I think nuclear power is a pretty good, other than you don't know what to do with the waste after it, but it's clean. But they didn't want to do that. So they went to solar panels, and they went to the I want to call them fans, power,
the windmills?
What do they call them? The windmills, yeah, the windmills. Yep. So they're using, the thing that is striking is I look at some of the pictures across their country, this is not a heavily populated region of the world. So they've got all of these, the solar panels, and among the solar panels they have the windmills, And it's good because they're put in a place where nobody's going to care. But when you start putting these things closer into the city, I think solar panels are ugly as hell. And I think the windmills are ugly as hell. But they, you know, you drive down the 10 on your way to Palm Springs and you see that big 40 acres of, I think that's the most concentrated in the concentrated area in the country. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big windmill farm. And they also, if you drive is this New Mexico or Nevada? You drive down the 95, this State Route 95, and there's this huge solar array, but it's out in the middle of nowhere. And the only problem with it is that if you're driving toward it, it blinds you because it's so bright. So those things are okay. I'm having solar. I'm doing a 3-acre solar farm on my farm. It's not like I don't believe in it. I do think that it's a smart thing to do. But the problem that most people, so this is like the NIMBY crowd. Yeah, I think this is great, but don't put them in my backyard because they're ugly. So in heavily populated areas, you drive up and down the Mass Pike, for example, and some other national roadways, the side of the roadway is covered with these panels. And I don't think that's not a bad place to put them because, you know, who cares what you're looking at when you drive up and down the highway. But if they put them in your neighborhood, then, and some people even object to putting solar panels on their homes. I don't know why. It doesn't seem to make much difference to me. But you see the problem. And so what Uruguay did was an interesting example of how they can do it because they have so much open land. But in our country, we have open land, but we don't have open land everywhere. We have it in certain places. And so how could that be used? How could you put solar panels in to some areas, maybe a lot of them, and then transfer the energy across the country? I bet we could do it. But, you know, under the circumstances, what does that cost? And are we going down the road of climate fix?
California does it for Arizona already.
California supplying power to Arizona with the solar and windmills?
With the windmills, yeah, particularly.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah. Does that cost the taxpayers in California anything?
I don't know. I'm sure it does, but I couldn't answer that with authority because I'm not sure exactly how the process goes. But I do know that if anybody's familiar with driving through that area of the desert you're talking about with those windmills, that's not actually powering California or Palm Springs. That's actually powering Arizona.
I didn't know that. You told me something I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I thought it was Palm Springs.
I'm going home.
Speaking of going home, Lauren Boebert's ex-husband has been arrested.
Oh, boy.
And now he faces charges. Yeah. What kind of low-life trash are we dealing with here, frankly? That's what I look at this, the whole, all of these. I'm looking at the court records now, the incident with her and what they did in the restaurant. I mean, they have no class. And I don't think she has. I've never thought, looking at her, this is, I get into dangerous territory. When I look at, and people say, you're a sexist because you're just talking about women. No, I can tell you a lot of the men in Congress are the same. They look like they've come from someplace that isn't where you want to find your next congressman or senator. They just don't look the part. And she certainly doesn't look the part, nor does she act the part. Now, you can say, what about Marjorie Taylor Greene? Well, she has her moments, for sure.
Actually, I think they're...
They are different. I agree.
Actually different.
Yeah. Yeah. I think as much as... after interviewing her, as I did, and you did too, I got a different sense of her. But Lauren Boebert, I think, is totally classless. Who sits in a theater and rubs the penis of the guy that she's next to with everybody watching?
It's early in the morning, please.
Yeah, what do you mean? You don't think that's going on right now somewhere?
Maybe you just aren't going to the theater with the right people.
Yeah, right. That could be it. That's probably what it is. Yeah. All right. Now, right after that, let's talk about the Pope. Pope Francis. Yeah, why not? Is pushing for a surrogacy ban, calls the practice deplorable, and those people who are around him, or those people who are interested in surrogacy say that this is a dangerous statement. So what's wrong in the minds, I ask you, our resident Catholic, what's wrong in the minds of the Pope or the Church with surrogacy, having somebody...
I wish I know. You know, I just saw the story, actually, as we were sitting here, and I thought it was odd that he would come out in that way because, I don't know, maybe it's just taking what they would consider unnatural methods to have a child, but for a lot of women, they can't have a kid. So if you want a kid, I mean, I always think adoption's a great option, but if you want your own child and you can get someone to carry it for you, I don't know. I think you kind of bark up the wrong tree with this one.
Well, it's not very... The Church opposes surrogacy and in vitro because of the disposal of the embryos.
Right.
And so for some, as you're pointing out, this is the only way to have a family. And so what business is it? I find this is another reason for religion in general being irrelevant, and in this case, the Catholic Church being irrelevant. The Pope said something the other day...
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't hear him as vehemently going after people who have abortions as he is going after surrogates, and I think that's odd.
Yeah. And so what good came of the announcement, was it last week when he said it was okay for gay people to marry? Wasn't that last week or the week before?
Well, he said they would get a blessing, that they wouldn't, they'd get a blessing in church, basically.
Yeah. Okay. So once again, what is all of this stuff is all man-made? For those of you who are Catholics, you know, you can tell by listening to me, I don't have much use for commercial, industrial, organized religion because it's...
I am a Catholic, but I do think this particular Pope has done some controversial things that I think a lot of people
are talking
about
good
within
things.
Catholic circles.
Yeah, but in this case, I don't see this as a way to expand. You know, a lot of times the leaders of these churches, they want to expand. Somebody came to me this week... Because I have a 114-acre farm here, and there's a church, an evangelical church in Framingham, that has a building that's not big enough for them. So they want to build a bigger church, and they asked me if I'd consider doing it on the farm. And I said, yeah. And I asked them a little about their denomination. It's an evangelical church, but lots of South Americans are the ones that attend it. I thought that was pretty interesting. Okay, 18 after, this is good day. Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. It is appropriate to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody too. I get to talk to customers every day who are seeing results with Caltrin. You know, when you're losing the weight, doing it the right way, so no drugs, no stimulants, it's just your body burning off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You feel good while you're taking it. You feel good even after you get off of the products. The side benefits that go along with the weight loss that are also from Calitran include better sleep, less joint pain, more natural energy. So I hear it from customers every day. You know, I feel so much better. I feel like my old self again.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the special?
We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. It's that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Elizabeth Miller here from Calitran. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, pepper, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, 23 after the hour, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, focused on social media. In this portion of each hour of the program, oftentimes we have celebrity news and gossip and things that are trending that make it onto the social media list. Sorry about my voice. Hold on.
We've all got it. It's, you don't have to apologize when we all have allergies and
cold, everybody. And flu. James has got it. You've got it. Just crazy. All right. Anyway, there are also times when we're talking about social media that we get involved in the technology of it. And I noticed that Governor Hochul, is that how you pronounce your name? I never did it right.
Hochul.
In New York, planning to push for legislation to limit certain features of social media services for children under 18. I'm all for this, man. She announced the push as part of her State of the State address this week. Plan is meant to protect children from some of social media's most harmful aspects. The legislation is known as Stop Addictive Feeds Exploitation, the SAFE Act. I love the anachronisms. Allows users under 18 to see chronological feeds of content from accounts that they follow instead of the feeds that are common now because of algorithms. I don't understand that at all. Do you? I don't know the technology of algorithms versus chronological feeds. Do you know, do you understand that? Either of you, James or Jennifer?
James may more. I mean, the algorithm pick up what people look at, right? And they pick up things that they want to show you.
Each company develops their own algorithm for all of their social platforms and everything, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it honestly just depends on the platform a lot. Like, if you're looking at Twitter or X, it based on how long you'll look at the tweet, you know, and how, like, if people will read it, how many people will comment. YouTube, it's based off of, like, watch time, so that's why long-form videos are really popular, like video essays.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's news to me. Anyway, I don't understand how, who is it that figured this stuff out? Where's the mind that is smart enough to figure out all these algorithms?
It's really teams. It's teams of analytics, you know, and they look at what would probably promote their website the best, and that's how they come to that conclusion.
Well, youngsters, apparently, they have feeds they become addicted to. And so, under this law, children could still search social media for topics of interest. They'd be allowed to opt into the algorithms with parental consent. The bill allows parents to block access to... Why don't... What is the bill... Why do we need a bill? The parents, you got a child living under your roof, they do what you tell them to do or not. You take the damn phone away from them.
This is what I can't stand. I was actually just talking about this on my local show about a bill, and I think this was in Idaho, where the governor had come out and said that the suicide rates were going up because of social media, and so he wanted to have a bill limiting social media. And they've got one in Utah and all of this. And wouldn't it be nice if it was just a parental thing? Why do we need the government to tell you that your kids shouldn't be on social media endlessly? Just doesn't make sense to me.
Too much government. Too much government. Parents, take responsibility for your children. Yeah. But you take responsibility, not the government. And in Ohio, there's a new social media law that's going to take effect. It will force social media platforms to get consent from parents before most children can create a social media account. So is that good? Is that a good move, Jennifer?
I guess. I don't know. It's just, again, I really feel like we ask social media companies and we ask the government, we ask people to do the job I think that parents need to be doing and supervising.
Well, that's what this bill does.
Yeah. Some parents, I think it's hard, though, for them to understand exactly what their kid is doing or when their kid is doing it. And you have to be really dialed in, and that's where technology leaves us all behind. Look, you ask me a question, then we have to ask James a question because only young people are really understanding this.
Yeah. Well, anyway, YouTube, TikTok, some of these other things that are nasty, I think that they've got the right idea here. Parents are the ones, and it shouldn't be the government. The parents should take the responsibility.
Yeah.
You take care of your children, for God's sakes. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Everything you're already doing still isn't enough. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. When you're shopping bricks and mortar, ask for an open box. I saved a couple hundred on the computer I'm writing this on. Still brand new and under warranty. Shopping online? Before you check out that cart, open a separate browser and Google promo codes for the company you're shopping. And if you're a member, try AAA or AARP. Shopping for services? On vacation, I flossed off a crown and the nearest dentist wanted $75 to re-cement it. When I asked discount for cash, the doc pocketed the crisp $50 I offered. Threatened to quit. Many subscription services and publications will counteroffer. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
Millions along the East Coast are under winter weather alerts this weekend. Forecasters say a storm will dump a mix of rain and snow in some cities like New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get slammed with at least 6 inches of snow, while other parts of upstate New York could get over a foot of snow. This is USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Love those Jordanaires, man. He stayed with Elvis from the late 50s to the early 70s. And I don't really know what happened to them, whether they got tired of being buttonholed.
They became the Nike Air.
Yeah. The Jordanaires. Very good, Jennifer. Ah, yes. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good day to you. This is Jennifer Horn's chance to be redeemed, because sometimes she doesn't spend enough time with us and we miss her. So here she is. Round of applause to Jennifer. Yay! Woohoo! All right. So the idea, I wasn't feeling too well yesterday, so my mind was working. I slept a lot, and it was good. I tend to sleep a lot when I'm in California because it's restful, relaxing. I don't tend to do that much sleeping here on the farm because I'm always into something. But then I have been thinking to myself, as much as I try to do everything, I can't do everything. Jennifer, you're the same
revelation.
Type. You try to do everything, and you cannot. You can believe in yourself. That's great. If you're an entrepreneur like both Jen and I are, Jen and her dad, beside doing the radio thing, run CRN Digital, which is a platform of digital talk programming in Los Angeles. And so she's into that. She takes care of her family and friends. She's all about loving and being something, everything to everybody. But you can't be that way and keep your health and be tuned in properly to focus on what you need to be focused on. Your family, yes. Your friends, yes. Your job, yes. But you, without you, you can't do any of that stuff. So you have to be the number one thing. This is not about narcissism or egotism. This is about practical thinking. Doing more is great. Doing more is fun if you can pull it off. But there's a point when you get overloaded, and then you get frustrated, and then you get annoyed, and then you don't do as well. If your mind is off put, it's hard to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. So I guess I would say, hopefully, everybody, you can depend on, well, if you can depend on other people, you need to know who those people are, because it's, sometimes you can't depend on other people, frankly, as much as you might like to. You get disappointed. And that's, okay, that does happen, but not necessarily is it what we would like to have happen. This lady who's on CNN that has breast cancer, her name is Sarah Sidner, I believe. I don't watch her. I didn't even recognize her when I saw the pictures of her. But she's brought up something. This is sort of my discussion of black and white in terms of skin color is normally aimed at different considerations. This is something that I think has been obvious. Is there prejudice in this country? Yes. Is there prejudice in the world? Absolutely. So is this an example of it? When she talked about having cancer, she noted a fact that was kind of, I guess, chilling, if nothing else. Black women in this country are 41% more likely to die from breast cancer than white women are. So is that even hard to say out loud? 41% of black women who get breast cancer are more than likely to die. 41% more likely to die than white women. So why is that? Is it because health care is not available to black women
It's cultural, so I think there are some things, socioeconomic issues, of course. But I also think that health care, like preventative screenings and stuff, there's certain things that are cultural too. That was one of the things that happened with, I think with COVID and a few other things that have come out where it was harder on certain communities, of different skin colors because either people didn't have access to good medical care or they weren't seeking treatment for whatever reason is out there.
They're not educated enough.
I don't know.
Does that make sense?
There's also religious aspects. I mean, there are a lot of people who are, that are people of faith that kind of go to the doctor last, I think. I don't know. I'm just speculating now, just kind of riffing on this, but I think those are all things to consider.
I was reading something when I was looking around for various things to do for me to shake my flu bug that I had, and I was looking at habits that men over 50 should be doing to take care of themselves. And I don't know anybody in my circle of friends except me that does this. That is regular annual checkups, being careful about the utensils and things that you use, what you're exposed to, things like that. Because as you get older, supposedly, your immune system doesn't work as well as it did when you were younger. So you got to take care of that. Speaking of immune, is Donald Trump immune from prosecution?
Kind of immunity.
Yeah, this is a different kind of immunity. So what the heck happened in the federal appeals court? Well, he was very antsy, sure.
Was the right word, but he definitely had a lot to say after it was over. They held a press conference at what was the Trump Hotel and now is the I think it's a Waldorf Astoria, easy to say. But what this appearance in court was this week for President Trump is that Jack Smith, who is the special counsel, filed federal charges about January 6th. And his allegation is that Trump was trying to subvert the 2020 election. And so President Trump's legal team says, no, I believe there was a problem with the election. I was doing my presidential duty to make sure that the election was free and fair. And that gives me immunity. I was checking into what the process was for the election. Jack Smith says that he was trying to subvert it. And so Trump's team, and this is an interesting argument, said that because he was impeached for this and because he stood trial for this and because he was acquitted by the United States Senate and was not removed from office or convicted, that proves that he has immunity. So they made that argument in front of three judges. And Jack Smith's team says, no, there's no presidential immunity, blah, 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 for every crime. And so the three judges will make a decision. And then ultimately, whoever loses, whether it's Trump or Jack Smith, that's going to get appealed to the Supreme Court. Jack Smith was the one who wanted it to go directly to the Supreme Court to save time. But the Supreme Court said, no, you've got to make it go through the proper channels, which some people thought was a win for Trump. But it just kind of slows down the process when the trial is supposed to start March 5th. So once these judges decide, then it'll go on to the Supreme Court on appeal, I'm sure.
So something else that's getting attention today, Trump has a plan, is promoting the imposition of a 10% tariff on virtually all imports, and that goes, I'm all for that when it comes to Chinese. I don't know if it's good for everything else, but that's one of his plans. You know, if you can get through the dust of all of the bunkum and look for some real, you know, that's one of the things I wonder about. The Iowa caucus is next week. So all of this stuff is heating up. And this plan and that plan and who's got it and who doesn't have it. And I wonder if the average person pays attention to this sort of thing. You know, does the average person even know much about tariffs on imported goods?
Like the meat, right?
Yeah.
The meat of what these people offer. Yeah.
Yeah. It is. You'd like to have them have something to say other than vote for me. I'm wonderful. But at this point, does Trump need to explain anything? He doesn't. He just shows up and he gets credit for being there, and that's about all he needs to do.
Well, I think
so. The more it would seem to me, I know it's hard to keep
years.
Him.
He's got a record, and you can see that we were a lot better off than we are now. I mean, that's just my own opinion, but I believe that we were 4 years ago, and so you kind of know what he is and who he stands for. But, I mean, there is substance, and most of the stuff that he delivers, it's, you know, we're going to get out of these wars, we're going to stop sending endless money. You know, he always has his routine of what he says. It's just I think people love to focus on the salacious stuff, you know, the court cases, the stuff he says. It's more fun, I guess.
Yeah. He's also been talking about some of these claims against, remember when he did the birther stuff with Obama, and then he did it with Ted Cruz?
It was Hillary Clinton, actually.
Oh, was it?
It was Hillary Clinton that started it, and then Trump ran with it.
Yeah. Well, I remember yesterday we were talking about how Haley is surging in New Hampshire polling. Trump posted an article on his Truth Social account from an outlet that claimed Haley is ineligible to be president because her parents were not U.S. citizens when she was born. Okay, that means that she's having an impact on him, right? That's what that means. What else?
Well, I think now she's the number two. So for a while he was focused on DeSantis because he was the number two, and now Haley seems to be moving into that position.
Yeah. Okay, that's why this is so exasperating. That's why talking about this is, it's interesting, I suppose, to a point, but it's also kind of a waste of time. This focus that I have on the Homeland Security, the instrumentation of trying to make all of us aware of how huge the problem is when it comes to human trafficking. And so before we get to the public service announcement that's been prepared by Homeland Security that I want you to listen to, I want you to hear this spot that's playing in what team do we have, James, here? What's the There are teams all around the country, football teams, that are lending a hand of credibility to these, you know, the efforts of trying to have people focus on how serious the problem of human trafficking is. So what team do we have here?
It's Green Bay Packers. There's some, the Rams in there. There's Arizona in there. It's a melody of a lot of different football teams coming together to stand up against human trafficking.
All right, so play that, and then we'll play the other spot as well.
Sport brings people together.
Millions of people are trafficked and exploited around the world.
It's happening in our community, the cities you visit, and even the events you attend.
We stand with it's a penalty against the exploitation and trafficking of vulnerable people.
Offenders will face prosecution in the United States.
Or when they return home.
If you think someone is being exploited, call or text this number.
Your call can save lives.
These crimes will not be tolerated. It's a penalty.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. Time for a visit from the gentleman who's the helmer of the pet show. Is that a word? Can we say, Warren, that you're at the helm? We can say you're at the helm. Helmer! He's the helmer! Warren Eckstein and the Pet Show, heard on one of these same stations every weekend. A focus on how to take care of your dog, your cat, your pet, and always different twists on things, plus his stories about things like these dogs that are in wheelchairs and how they're being walked at the same time as other dogs. Wheelchairs because they've lost a limb. Right, isn't that with dogs that you see? I actually saw one in the dog park we have here on our state park. One, there were a dozen dogs on leashes with a dog walker, and there was one who was in kind of a makeshift trailer. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, well, the wheelchair, it depends. You know, it could be a disease. It just could be old age. It could be, you know, an amputation. It could be any number of things that causes a dog to go into a wheelchair. But they're amazing. You know, years ago, you know, I was the regular pet authority for years on the Today Show, and yep. I started seeing a lot of dogs in wheelchairs. And I said, you know, let me do a segment on that. They were a little hesitant about it. They thought it would be depressing. I said, you know what? Let me do a segment. I know some people. They actually live in Maryland, and they run an organization called Pets with Disabilities, an amazing organization. In fact, I wrote the foreword for their book. And so I contacted them, and the first time ever, I brought two dogs on the Today Show, both in wheelchairs. One was a white shepherd mix, another a small dog. And I had him on the stage, and before I started, people said, well, is it fair for the dog to be in a wheelchair? Do they enjoy life? I brought the two dogs out. I brought a Frisbee out. I put balls out. You would not know these dogs were in a wheelchair. They were chasing the balls, chasing the Frisbee, having a ball. And so these dogs that have these physical challenges, and one of the things about dogs is they don't feel for themselves. They just kind of move forward. And so I am a firm believer that if you have a dog with some type of challenge or disability, without a type of a wheelchair or whatever you need, and cats as well, you know, they're wheelchair for cats also, and I know that they live an amazing life. I posted something on my Facebook, and I think you guys shared it last week. It was a dog walker walking six or seven dogs, all in wheelchairs. Incredible life, great organization. Pets with Disabilities, you want to check them out. They're in Maryland. Don't give up. If the dog is not in pain and the dog is it wants to go on, just like, you know, let me go, the wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. And there are other things as well. For example, there are some dogs that are not in wheelchairs but have trouble standing up. But there are special things that you can buy that go under in front of their rear legs so you can help them get up. And once they're up, they're fine. So, yeah, they deserve the same right to life that every other living thing deserves as long as they're comfortable and they're not in pain.
There you go. Now, another focus have... I have often wondered what the dogs do when I'm not around. My dog is, if she's with me in the truck on the farm, she's awake, she's a, you know, paying attention to what's going on. But when she's here, we have a big couch downstairs in the den, and she sleeps on the couch. And I think she's, you know, probably sleeps most of the time when I'm not around. Or do they really sleep? What are they doing? What's going on? Are they, is their mind working?
I met Daisy, okay? She's making prank phone calls. I can tell you. I'm not so good. Yeah, it also varies from dog to dog. You know, some dogs need more sleep than other dogs. I did a whole thing this week that a new study shows that certain dogs that are not getting enough sleep have a lot more behavioral issues, and I guess that would relate to people as well. So you have to make sure your dog gets that same, you know, I don't know, the 8 hours, but you can get some sleep when you're not around. But what your dog does when you're around, what I do is I have a video camera in my house, so I watch what my dogs are doing, and for the most part they're hanging out. I leave cartoons on for them because I have no kids, but I want them to hear animated voices all the time, so sometimes they come home and they change the channel.
There you go.
They put on. Now you laugh, but that's a true story. Years ago, I was training a dog. People came home and said, "I don't understand. Every time I come home, the channel on the TV has changed. Can my dog possibly change the channel?"
It turned out
that his metal collar, when he walked past, would set off the remote, and the remote would change. So they came home to a different channel every day and couldn't figure it out.
That's very cool. Do you know what Wobbler syndrome is when it comes to dogs?
Yeah.
What is it? It's
scary. It's you know. Certain breeds are more apt to get it, and it's kind of like a debilitating of the back legs and everything. So it's a scary, scary disease. And if you have Wobblers, and there's certain breeds, Dobermans tend to have, and other breeds tend to be more Wobblers. But it can be controlled, and that's why it's so important that people understand that every veterinarian is a great doctor. I love them all, but just like with the human profession, when you get a diagnosis like Wobbler's disease or some other thing, there are a lot of specialists now in the veterinary field, and sometimes it costs you more at the beginning, but you save more in the long run and your dog gets a quicker diagnosis. So don't be afraid to ask your vet to recommend a specialist if that be the case, such as Wobbler's disease.
According to this thing, this is the first time I ever came across anything. When I look for things for you and I to focus on, this is like Parkinson's for dogs.
Exactly right. It kind of works its way. If you want to keep them happy and want to keep them as healthy as you possibly can for as long as you possibly can.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's a kind of a sad reality. All right, Warren, I don't want to leave on a down note. Or next time, check out thepetshow.com and the show itself every weekend here. It's 59 past the hour on the Good Day Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.